This is the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. It's Donal Cavanagh with you for the next 55 minutes. Or I can't believe we're into the final hour of the show already. Just goes to show the quality of our guests because it just seems to just go bing and you're there. And our next guest is no exception. We're joined in studio by Andrea McDade, who is the founder of Solomates. And Solomates basically is just a means of people getting together, forging friendships. And I tell you what, let's not have me talk. Let's have Andrea talk. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Donal. Well, thank you for having me.
It's our absolute pleasure. Andrea, the idea of Solomates, in terms of what it is and where the idea came from, just to speak about the background.
The background of Solomates is initially 5 years ago when my son grew up and he became more independent and he didn't need me as much anymore. I had lots of free time in my hands. And I was always looking for a group like Solomates. I couldn't find one, so I had to create the group myself. And it's basically just for people who have free time, who want to get out and about socially, come in the outdoors, meet new people, make connections, build friendships, go on adventures and explore. So it's just basically a safe environment for people to come together.
And the focus is on forging friendships. It's not about dating. It's not about trying to do something deeper. It's about getting together and having the crack.
It's just about getting together and having the crack.
There is no agenda.
No agenda. You can come and go as you please. Some events might suit you. You might like to try new things with outside your own friendship groups. So it's just basically about getting people together, having the crack and enjoying life.
And I'm sure it's a matter of two, just sitting around and talking and, you know, you will find you've got stuff in common with people, you'll find shared interests, you'll find, you know, and that's always going to happen, I suspect, on something like this, that, you know, you will find, oh, you like Terry Pratchett, I love Terry Pratchett too, or you like such and such a programme, I love that programme as well. And that's almost organically going to happen.
Yeah, people have similar interests. And you find like people have even made really good friendships out of Solomates. And I suppose we do a lot of events, like we do hiking, walks, sunsets, sunrise, full moon dips. We meet every Tuesday morning at 6:30. We just sit and have a coffee and have a chat. We do a 5 minute morning meditation and we go for a swim and then everybody goes back to normality. I suppose Solomates for everybody is like getting a break from normality and taking some me time and recharging, you know.
And it's breaking the routine as well. And sometimes we can get caught and trapped in the routine.
Yeah. And it's nice for people as well to get away from their own lives and kind of have different friendships or, you know, different kind of people in a group that aren't like their familiar friends and things. Like, so you kind of find that everybody just comes away from the day having like a great day.
Yeah. One of the things you're planning in the not too distant future is a sunset soiree on the water. Now, this sounds really good.
It is. I'm really excited about this event. At the beginning, I was really nervous. I didn't know if I could pull it off. It took a lot of organisation. And I suppose for me, I wanted to keep it for the Buncrana people and I wanted to keep it local. And the ferry service doesn't offer a sunset cruise. So I was actually watching the sunset one night in Lisfannan and I rang Dominic, the man that owns the Buncrana ferry. And I told him my idea and he just says, how can I help you? And I just said, well, I need your ferry.
Fair enough.
I just want to like organise like a summer kind of the last blast before everybody goes back to work and back to reality and routine. So it's just something different. It's never happened before in Buncrana. It's the first time that they have had or they are going to have a sunset cruise.
So it's going to be take the ferry out, not necessarily just go straight to Rathmullen and back again. I mean, will you just meander a bit on the Swilly and just...
I think we're planning on heading towards Dunry.
Oh, lovely.
And I have a band and a DJ and we might anchor up out in the Swilly for a while or we might go on up towards Inch Island.
String Empire and DJ Marty.
String Empire and DJ Marty, yeah.
Very. That sounds amazing. I mean, I've never seen Dunry from the water. I've obviously been at Dunry several times and the views around Dunry are fantastic. I've never actually seen Dunry from the water looking up.
Yeah. I have actually.
That sounds interesting. That sounds really interesting, I have to say.
Well, sure. You're more than welcome to join us.
What's the date?
It's the 26th of August. And it's from 8 to 11.
26th of August, I'm in Dunleary. There's the annual ukulele hooli on in Dunleary, so I'll actually be down at that.
Well, maybe we'll have another one next year.
Oh, well, I mean, I tell you, I will certainly be looking at with interest at the pictures. But it really sounds good. And it's an interesting one, Andrew, because the idea is simplicity itself. How much work has gone into actually making Solomates a reality from your own point of view? Because you're, on the one hand, you're the organiser, you're the founder, but on the other hand, you just want to go out for a bit of a soiree with your mates. So do you have a difficult sort of path to thread in terms of being the founder but also just wanting to participate?
I suppose it all kind of just works out easy enough. Every idea starts from a conversation with somebody, or people DM me and say, Andrea, I would love to do this. I've never been here. So I always say to people, if there's one more person and me, then let's do it. And we just put it out in the stories and more people join, and that's kind of the way it goes.
Do you find yourself having to worry about things like insurance? I mean, particularly for something like the summer soiree, or is it just a matter of doing something like, can you use the ferry's own insurance, or do you have to actually start becoming an event organiser as such and looking at things like insurance and looking at all that goes with that?
Well, one of the reasons why there is one rule to the group, and it's everybody has to be 18 or over, and that's kind of so that everybody's responsible for themselves. Yeah. Like, I'm just bringing people together socially. You know, like, we go on hikes and things, but everybody has to be responsible for themselves.
So it isn't like I am part of a club and the club has certain responsibilities towards my welfare and my health and safety.
No, this is
I'm out for a walk with my mates.
Yeah, we're just out for a walk. We're all adults and you just have to follow rules and everything and just stay safe.
In terms of the actual Sunset Cruise that we were talking about, I mean, Eventbrite, the people can actually go onto Eventbrite and book onto that. I'm sure the numbers are going to be somewhat limited.
Yeah, the numbers are limited, obviously, because the ferry has, they have numbers that you're allowed to take on board at a time. So it's on my bio on Instagram, and it's also on my Facebook page, the link. Yeah.
And of course, there'll be no cars on the ferry, so there'll be more people on board than usual. But as you say, you'll have a band, you'll have a DJ. It'll be a very different way. In terms of, refreshments and so on, is it a matter of just people take their own, or is something being organised on the ferry itself?
People are going to take their own, but I have, I had a chip van in mind, but this person can't make it because they don't finish their shift, I suppose, until 9 o'clock, and my event starts at 8. So I'm still looking for a chip van. I have a few numbers, but if there's anybody out there that's
a chip van on the ferry,
yeah,
that would be interesting.
Well, I just thought it would be nice, for people if they wanted, to get a chip or a burger.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, we'll sort something out.
Absolutely.
Fingers.
It's going to. I am bowled over at the idea of a gig on a boat. Looking up at Dunree, I have to say that really is. I'm really, really taken with that idea. I mean, please do another one because I will go to that.
Well, hopefully, if everything goes well, it was a big risk to kind of even think about organising something like this, but I hope the risk pays off. We just need a sunset.
Hopefully. And if the weather would cooperate, it would be nice if the weather cooperated with one thing once this year.
Yeah,
and maybe your one thing will be the one thing the weather decides to cooperate with.
Fingers crossed, but we can't predict the weather, unfortunately. But I do have a feeling that, if it's not, it'll still be a great night.
How would you define Solomates? I mean, it's not a club per se because it doesn't have membership as such. Is it a movement? Is it an initiative? Can Solomates take on a life beyond yourself, for instance? Would you like to see this concept and idea travel on elsewhere when people say, well, that's a good idea what that girl up in Donegal is doing. I might do that myself.
Yeah. Funny, I was talking to, was it Caroline?
Caroline, yeah.
And we were just talking about people that have moved to different places and, they're seeking friendships and they don't really know people. And I would love to see Solomates extend all around Ireland because I do think there is a need for it. And it's for all ages, it's for everybody. And it's nice when somebody has an interest that they can get people to join them. and do different things. It's all just about building connections and friendships. Yeah. And
Andrea, it's a really, really interesting initiative, and well done for thinking of it. I mean, it's one of those things where people think, well, that's a kind of an obvious thing, really, isn't it? Yeah, it's a kind of an obvious thing, really. Anyone could have thought of it. Anyone could have done it. But Andrea did.
Yeah.
And well done for that, because, you know, it's great to see it take a life of its own. And look, I really hope the initiative on the Swilly goes well. And look, all the best with Solo Mates. And, you know, if lifelong friendships are forged through this, all the better. But most importantly, let the crack continue to be had.
Yeah, exactly. And enjoy life and make the most of
absolutely
good outdoors.
Mm. Andrea, thanks very much indeed for coming in and speaking to us this morning. And hopefully people can contact Eventbrite or go on to Andrea McDade's. If they search Solo Mates on,
Solo Mates
will they find
2022.
Solo Mates 2022. That's how you'll find more details online. And as I say, Eventbrite, you can look at getting your tickets for that sunset cruise. It's the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio, 16 minutes past 11 o'clock. Thank you to Matthew and Rachel, who helped a caller who was broken down on the Remelton Road. Matthew and Rachel took our caller to a safe place, a good deed, which was really appreciated. And great to hear stories like that. And well done, Matthew and Rachel. Now, I just want to remind you that Heritage Week, our competition for today, Heritage Week happening in Donegal and across the country from the 12th to the 20th of August. Heritageweek.ie is the website. You can create your own personalised schedule of events and clicking on My Heritage Trail. We're giving away two vouchers that will give access to heritage sites across the country. Those vouchers worth in the region of €90 each. And potentially, if you use them right, they could be worth an awful lot more than that. I'm going to give you three clues pertaining to a place in Donegal. Please just tell me what place I am talking about. The three clues are as follows. I am located on the Diamond in Donegal's capital. I used to incarcerate people. I am now a visitor centre, but I have kept my old name. So I'm located on the Diamond in Donegal's capital. I used to incarcerate people. I am now a visitor centre, but I've kept my old name. And you can text your name and your answer to 086 60 25,000. Now, it's time for Wellness Wednesday. And an initiative is being undertaken by the Donegal Sports Partnership as part of Her Outdoors Week, which takes place next week from Monday to Sunday, the 14th to the 20th of August inclusive. And Her Outdoors Week is intended to celebrate and encourage more females to go out and enjoy the benefits of being in the outdoors while bringing visibility to the opportunity for females to get involved in outdoor physical activity. Joined by Maggie Farley, who's Education and Training Coordinator with the Donegal Sports Partnership. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
This is an important initiative because we see a lot more outdoor activity these days in terms of walking, running, cycling, etc. There was a time when you'd see loads of people out walking for the first 2 weeks in January and then it sort of tailed off and stopped. But more and more we're seeing people out walking regularly, and you'd like to see that and other outdoor activity take place more and more.
Yeah, for sure. Like definitely in the last number of years during the COVID times, we've definitely seen a lot more people participating in outdoors and using the natural resources, particularly in Donegal, as a place of working out and enjoying the outdoor activity, I suppose, in the walking, jogging and different activities, kayaking and swimming and so forth. So this is a national programme, a national initiative by Sport Ireland, the Her Outdoor Week. And as you mentioned there, it aims to celebrate and encourage more females to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And through ourselves in Donegal Sports Partnership, we have organised 14 events for the forthcoming week, starting on Monday the 14th with rock climbing out on Croote Island. The event for the week ahead, we have 14 events, as I said, and it concludes with a walk, dip and campfire at Ards Friary on Saturday morning. So we've got lots of different activities to offer for all abilities and all levels.
And it does have to be said that in Donegal we're blessed with having, between the sea, between the hills, between the mountains, the woods, the forests and so on, we have such wonderful amenities where you can do outdoor things here in Donegal. I mean, it's got you very well placed in terms of having the infrastructure and having a wonderful canvas upon which you can plan those activities.
Absolutely, yeah. Like we were able to organise different events across Donegal, like, you know, from Kilcar We've got different events down there. So we have, in relation to kayaking, to up as far as Garton, we have another kayaking program. And then we've got a sunrise sea swim in McMullen Beach. So there's lots of different things there. And obviously then we've a number of different events then at Maori Pier there as well, including stand-up paddleboarding and kayaking sessions. Yeah, we're very, very lucky in Donegal. So we have, with the resources that we have, the natural amenities in Donegal with the sea and the landscape that we have. We just want to encourage more people just to get out and to use it. And particularly for this week, we want to encourage more females to get out to enjoy it and I suppose to try a new activity as well, and to also have to create, I suppose, new friendships and the social aspect of joining in with a small group as well.
It's the third year the initiative has taken place. Her Outdoors Week also ran in 2021 and 2022. Now, obviously, 2021 in particular, there would have been some restrictions still. Obviously, this is growing and you're hoping that growth will continue now even more so in 2023.
Yeah, so far, like through the website, everybody has been registered through the Donegal Sports Partnership website and the links are all available there. So some events have actually have followed up or filled up, so they have, and there's a number of different events that still has spaces available there. So we would encourage more people just to look at the website and to get registered through it for the other events that were still that's not full capacity yet. But it is an opportunity for people to get out and even if it's a mother and daughter or sisters or friends or whatever it is, just to get out and try something new and a new challenge and a new experience.
There is a 7% difference in terms of participation levels in sport between males and females. So, you know, the search for parity to get more females out there and taking part in sport is a challenge. This potentially can play a really important role in bringing those figures closely together. ActiveDonegal.com is the website.
That's correct, yep. And I suppose those barriers, I suppose, that leads to that disparity between males and females probably comes maybe with a lack of confidence, maybe a lack of opportunity, maybe in localities, lack of awareness that maybe there's some activities are even happening first and foremost. And then you've got family commitments and not having maybe the necessary time to do activities. So we're trying to, I suppose, encourage more females to make time and just to reach out to the clubs in different societies and even reaching out to ourselves to see what's on in different localities. You know, to ensure that they're getting the capacity to actually try different things as well and to stay involved in sport and physical activity.
Now, this is a special week with a special focus, but obviously the Donegal Sports Partnership doesn't shut up shop and go away for the rest of the year. The Sports Partnership is always there, and I'm sure there's initiatives going to be taking place right through the year in which people can participate, and obviously women and females are going to be very, very welcome in terms of taking part in those events. I mean, this is potentially the start of something, but it's by no means the end.
Oh, definitely not. No, we as a partnership have a number of different events for all age groups and for all abilities and for all genders as well. It's not just for females. Obviously, next week is about female participation, but throughout our remit is about participation and education and training. That's what we focus on, is getting people out and being active, at a level that they are fit to do. And it's not just about team sports. It's about the outdoors as much as everything else. So it is, it's just getting out and either going for a jog or a walk or whatever it is and linking in with maybe local clubs or local societies in your area to see what opportunities are available in the different localities.
I read two news stories out briefly earlier on in the programme, Maggie. One said that the latest study shows that as few as 4,000, even 500 to 1,000 steps can be very beneficial. But if people even do 4,000 steps in a day, and many people will aim for somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000, but if people even do 4,000 steps a day, it has benefits to them in terms of their cardiovascular health and so on and so forth. And the more exercise you do, but even, you know, your cardiovascular health will improve if you've done over 1,000 steps, which isn't an awful lot. So the proof is out there, as if it needed to be reinforced, that even taking part in a walk or a swim or something like that is going to have huge benefits for your health going forward.
Absolutely, Donal. It has, of course. It's just getting out and I suppose, enjoying the outdoor life as well, and the wee endorphins that's released from doing physical activity has massive impact on your health and well-being. So it has, you know, so it doesn't matter about, you know, that you only do 1,000 steps or 4,000 steps. It's just getting out and being active. And I suppose it's developing your cardiovascular fitness and your developing your mental health as well in terms of increasing your well-being holistically.
And it's important you mentioned the mental health thing there too, because I mean, in my own experience too, I find almost inevitably you do feel better, be it the fresh air, be it the fact that you've got those endorphins released and you've got those hormones and whatever, you know, moving around in the body. You've got yourself exercised a bit. You know, you've elevated the heartbeat a little. But even, you know, with the fresh air and everything else, you do feel better after going out and taking part in some form of sport, however, you know, small or however light it may be. When you've been active, you do feel better. I mean, that's pretty much proven.
Yeah, and it's even just getting out and maybe doing maybe three different bouts of physical activity, you know, at different times in the day. Like, you know, if it's a 10-minute walk, maybe in the morning, afternoon or evening time, you know, it all accumulates to be part of developing your cardiovascular fitness. And it's just getting out there and feeling good about yourself. And, you know, we all know that once you do exercise, you do feel good. You mightn't feel good maybe during it when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You might feel it maybe as a challenge or, you know, it could be hard on you or whatever. But once you get out and do it, you definitely do feel you know, more relaxed after it and you know, more upbeat maybe about your day as well. So you do after doing physical activity, you know. So we all know that being active is a crucial part of everybody's life, you know, and that it does help to improve our overall general fitness. Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization recommends that we do at least 5 days of 1 hour physical activity for adults. Or, you know, 30 minutes a day if you can at all as a minimum. So those are important guidelines that we have to follow. And then obviously then those that's under 18 years of age should be doing at least 1 hour every day a week to moderate to vigorous exercise. You know, so those are massive guidelines. You know, we all can work towards those. Like we don't have to just set out and do it instantly. We can do it as maybe 3-10 minutes per day or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, Her Outdoors Week runs from the 14th to the 20th of August. That's next Monday to Sunday. And it's been coordinated by the Donegal Sports Partnership. Maggie Farley is Education and Training Coordinator. And we'll just repeat the website, Maggie. It's activedonegal.com and then...
Yeah, activedonegal.com, yeah.
And then Her Outdoors. But I mean, even if you go into activedonegal.com, I'm sure you'll find the links and get there. Maggie, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us and may this be a huge success.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, Maggie. You take care. 4-year-old Varash, the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio, Colm and the crew on tonight. It's always mad when Rula Bula is taking place. You don't know how many people Colm's going to bring into the studio. It's a great crack altogether. Always a great buzz around when Colm is on. Rula Bula, that's on tonight after the news at 7 o'clock. That means it's a Wednesday, which means at 11:30 on a Wednesday, we traditionally listen to this.
Business Matters, in association with ATU Donegal Faculty of Business. Now is the time to realise your potential by enrolling on the part-time degree in business. Only 3 years with one evening per week on campus and another online. Open up your future by contacting the faculty office on 918-6206 or visit lyit.ie today.
This is the Business Matters slot on Highland Radio, and on this week's Business Matters, Kieran O'Donnell is joined by the owner of Kelly Centra and Kelly's Diner on the Mountaintop in Letterkenny, and also by the co-owner of Citadel Gymnastics in Letterkenny and Gwydor. But we're getting slightly ahead of ourselves. Before we do anything else, let's say good morning, Kieran O'Donnell.
Good morning, Donald. How are you?
I am very well indeed, and all the better for seeing you.
Enjoyed your couple of fuckle there.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because believe you me, the couplet is all I have.
Yeah. You've perfected the couplet, haven't
we? We're going to start with Donegal takeaways. And I am delighted because one of my absolute favourite eating places in this county has made it into a national poll.
You can tell me. Tell me after this. Two Donegal takeaways, as you say, Donald, are included in the country's top places to dine beside the sea, compiled by the team from the Irish Independence Weekend magazine. Corcraigan Mull Fish and Chips in Dunfanaghy and Killybegs Seafood Shack both made it onto the list of the best 26 eateries in the country. Which one, Donald?
Seafood Shack. The seafood shack do a sort of a box where you get a bit, you get some fish coujons, you get a bit of squid, you get a bit. Oh God, it's gorgeous. Oh, Kieran, it's it is beautiful. And I'm telling you, on the basis of this, I'll be heading toward Dunfanaghy before too long to try Corcraigan because I love my fish, I love my seafood, and looking forward now. Corcraigan Mill is a place I'll be heading to sooner rather than later.
Very good, very good. Funny, the Killybegs Seafood Shack, I've passed it a few times, and the biggest problem, Donald, was there was always a big queue.
Oh, there is always a big queue. Oh, no, if you're going...
You have to have time.
Here's what you really have to do is you go and sort of, you place your order and you go for a bit of a walk and then you come back. And you see, that has the dual... Oh, there always is a queue because it's phenomenally good. It is phenomenally good.
I'll have to try Corcraigan.
Yeah, no, I have. Oh, I'll have to try Corcraigan as well now. But no, I would certainly, if you're past the seafood shack. Do you know what? It is absolutely worth, if it's going to take half an hour, 45 minutes to queue, it is worth that 45 minutes.
I'll take your word for it.
On that. Some new farming apprenticeship programmes, Kieran.
Yeah, two new farming apprenticeships that are set to commence in September are aimed at helping to address labour shortages in the agricultural sector. The Farm Manager Apprenticeship trains people to work as managers in the agri sector using the latest research and best practice knowledge, while the Farm Technician Apprenticeship trains people in skills and daily operations, compliance with industry standards and regulatory measures. Both of those programmes, Donald, will be run over 2 years.
Interesting one indeed. Now, Donegal event wins European award, and it's always good, you know, when something new happens in the country and you're thinking, oh, I wonder, will this work? It would appear in this case it most certainly did.
Yeah, as a major event and a major award, the 2022 Assembly of European Regions Summer Academy is one of two Irish projects selected as winners of the prestigious European Citizen Prize for 2023. The event was held for the first time in Ireland last year, was hosted by Donegal County Council and Udras, and saw 150 delegates from 19 regions across Europe being welcomed. They went to the ATU campus in Letterkenny and the GTEC Gwydior Enterprise Hub. Donald, the ultimate aim of the Assembly of European Regions is to help and support young people to ensure that they have a real say in shaping the Europe that they will inherit, and that is through meeting, debating, visiting and drawing out different issues through different ways.
Yeah, and it was an interesting one because of that, because of the level of involvement from young people. We had a piece on about theatre and the arts earlier, speaking to young curators at Ongreen and Theatre, and, you know, the fact that there is a whole festival being created by 18 to 25-year-olds. And again, this initiative in Gwydor and Letterkenny was the same. It's actually getting the young people, because there's no point in old fuddy-duddies like us telling young people what they want. Let them tell us what to do.
It's planning for their future.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Business information session being organised by the Donegal Local Enterprise Office.
Yeah, the next business information session is being organised on Friday, that is August the 11th, between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. The session is an introduction to the supports and services of the Local Enterprise Office, and it will also explain the grant aid process. The event is free, Donald, and will take place virtually via Zoom.
A really, really important session there, and the work done by the LEO is absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, any local business, you know, should at the very least make contact and see what they can do, because, I mean, you know, the Local Enterprise Office can do amazing things for businesses here.
The first port of call, Donald, and many of the guests that I've had on the programme over the last 3+ years, that has been their first port of call, and it's been very beneficial.
Small businesses affected by flooding. Now, we know Raphoe, Castlefin and some other areas were hit very badly in flooding in late July, and the government has now announced the details of the support scheme that's been made available for them.
Indeed. Small businesses with up to 20 employees in East Donegal that you alluded to that suffered loss or damage as a result of the flash flooding last month are being encouraged to apply for flooding relief funds under the Emergency Support Scheme. So this funding is distributed through the Irish Red Cross, and the closing date for receipt of applications is Friday, September the 1st.
And there are there's full details available, but it's coming in two tranches, if I recall, just from covering it. You can get an initial €5,000 and then it goes up to €20,000.
Correct.
Depending on the severity of the flooding. Right, as we previewed at the start of the slot, your guest this week, Martine Kelly of the Kelly's Diner across the road here, and also Fiona Murphy from Citadel Gymnastics. And are we starting with Martine?
Yeah, last month Martine unveiled his latest addition to his team at Kelly's Diner at the Mountaintop, a robotic waiter powered by artificial intelligence. According to Martin, Oreo is proving to be a big hit with both the team at Kelly's and its patrons.
Today we have 78 staff. Last year we had 68 staff. We was 10 more staff than last year. When we came up with the idea, I mean, ultimately this was to help and assist our staff, and we would have collectively met all of our staff to get their views on it, to see how could something like this really assist them and support them in their job, right? So we got a unanimous yes from our staff before we decided to go with the robot. The chefs are probably the hardest people to please, and anybody that's in the restaurant business knows that, and even the chefs know that themselves. So I'm happy enough to say that. And they were delighted with the robot as well. Now, look, teething problems at the start, and we had to move sort of equipment in the kitchen to make it easier to get in and get out. But no, it's been a huge support for staff.
Interesting one from Marcin. And first of all, I know one of the big questions when this was announced initially was, is this going to affect your staff numbers? Is this going to lead to job losses from the figures he gave you? Obviously not.
Yeah, look, the first point he made was that it's not replacing a human, or it's not replacing the human contribution to his operation. 78 employed here at the minute, 10 more than this time last year. So the big decision for Marcin was, would it be beneficial to the business and would the staff give it as blessing? And that has been the case. It has been yes in both of those circumstances. Yep. Efficiency and looking for different ways to make the business more efficient and make it better run, and adapting and embracing new change is what Marcin and businesses like his are all about. And business is actually up 10% in the diner since Oreo took to the floor. And the one thing he said was, while other members of staff can get sidetracked when they're going from the kitchen and back to the kitchen, Oreo has one job: get to the kitchen, get to the table, and get back to the kitchen.
Indeed. And it's interesting too, and we were just commenting on this off air while we were playing the clip there. If a factory, if it was announced a factory was opening that was going to create 78 jobs, it would be front page news, and it would be, wow, there are 78 jobs, that's brilliant. And there's shops like Kelly's Diner across the way and other facilities in Letterkenny and much further afield in Donegal that are employing similar numbers. And I feel for people in the retail and services sector, because we get really excited about industrial jobs and factory jobs, and there's places like Kelly's Diner creating 78 jobs, and we almost don't acknowledge it.
I suppose, that is correct. Donald, I suppose there is a sort of an underestimation at times of the benefit and of the scale of employment in retail. And Kelly's Centre at Mountaintop is an extremely busy store. It goes 24/7. And by virtue of that fact, it needs a large workforce. The fact that business is good, Marcin has been able to up his team from 68 to 78 in the space of the last 12 months.
I mean, I remember, I'm working up here long enough to remember that if you wanted to get milk or whatever, or a sandwich, you had to drive out to Dunn's of Illustrin to get it, because there was nothing up here. And, you know, it's been wonderful, obviously. I mean, you know, we are right across the road, so I am no stranger to that particular one. Let's move on to our next guest, and that's the co-owner of Citadel Gymnastics in Letterkenny, Anne Guidoir.
Yeah. Having graduated in mechanical engineering, Fiona decided to leave her job as a project engineer in Donegal Town and set up her own gymnastics company in Letterkenny in 2018. The following year, Citadel opened up its second base in Guidoir. Citadel currently employs 23 people, has 16 young leaders, and has recently embarked on a new recruitment campaign. Here, Fiona tells me the best lesson she's learned in business since setting up Citadel 5 years ago.
Keep listening. There's so much. Just open your eyes. It doesn't matter if somebody is 3 years old in front of you or 50 years old in front of you. Everybody, there is somebody to learn from. I've learned more lessons from the kids than I have from adults, without a doubt. As a business owner, be humble, pay attention, ask other people's advice, especially the people that are dealing with stuff more than you are. Yeah, and be kind, because it will always come back, and everybody are so, so good and loyal and help with every way they can.
Fiona Murphy there.
Yeah, it was the one thing that struck me about Fiona was her change in career. A project manager in Donegal Town, and she decided to concentrate her full effort, energy and work time on setting up a gymnastics club. Timing, as she would have said herself, mightn't have been the best. late 2018, she set up in Letterkenny, set up in Godore in 2019. COVID was an extremely tight time. They've come out the other side really, really well. 23 staff. They're embarking on a recruitment campaign recently, Donald, to expand their team. Up to 1,000 people per week avail of the services of Saturdale in both Letterkenny and Godore. A great success story and something very different.
Absolutely. Now, the full interviews with Martin Kelly and Fiona Murphy are available to download now on the Business Matters podcast. It's up as we speak.
Yeah, it's on our website, highlandradio.com. It can also be downloaded, as you say, on Spotify or iTunes. And it also goes out on air on Sunday evening, Donald, after the 6 o'clock news.
And Kieran, if anyone has any issues they'd like to raise, any info they'd like to pass on, or any suggestions they'd like to make, how can they make contact with you?
Yeah, just drop me an email, please, Donald, businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Kieran O'Donnell, as ever, it's been a pleasure.
Good morning, Donald. Thank you.
The 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. It seems like about 16 minutes since I sat here and said good morning. It's 9:05. But yeah, it is actually 14 minutes to 12 and 40 minutes left on the show this morning. We had our Heritage Week competition earlier. The answer was Lifford Courthouse. And our two winners are Ryan O'Reilly of Loughnan Urin in Annagry and Angela McKeever of Castle Shanahan in Letterkenny. Congratulations to both our winners. We'll have another Heritage Week competition for you tomorrow. Now, a rather important event took place at the weekend, as it always does, in the area of Dunloe. The annual Mary from Dunloe Festival took place and the 2023 Mary was crowned. And the 2023 Mary is Mary from Abu Dhabi. A very good morning to Adele Morgan on Zoom. Adele, good morning.
Hi, Donald. Thanks for having me.
You are, well, I said Abu Dhabi, you're actually the Dubai Mary. It's all in the UAE. Is this the first time that a Mary from the Asian continent has won?
It's definitely the first time we've had a Dubai Mary win, for sure. It's really exciting. The Irish diaspora is huge over in Dubai, so it's really exciting that we can promote the festival so far as to Asia.
And there are huge Donegal connections there as well, aren't there, with the hotel and so on and so forth. Isn't there a big McGettigan's presence over in Dubai?
Yeah, there's a McGettigan's. McCafferty's are also really, really big out there, and that's who I've got strong links with. McCafferty's were my sponsor for the festival, and they were so kind, and they also brought one of the main managers over to Dunloe for the festival. Excellent. So that I had someone from back home. So it was really nice, really supportive.
Now, you are Glaswegian, as anyone who's listening to your voice will probably have figured out by now. But, I mean, we always say that sort of Glasgow is pretty much like the 25th parish of Donegal, really. I mean, the links between Glasgow and Scotland and Donegal are long there. And I'm sure you've had links with Donegal yourself.
Oh, I've got lots and lots of links to Donegal. There's a cousin round every corner.
Yeah.
My gran's originally from Dewey herself. She relocated to Glasgow. However, her sister, she relocated to Dunloe. So that's where most of my family and my cousins all stay.
So to get the opportunity to actually participate in the Mary from Dunloe competition, obviously you were aware of it and you will have been growing up and so forth, because it's always been such a huge thing in Dunloe. Did the initiative come from the McCafferty's? Did the initiative come from yourself? I mean, how was it actually organised that you took... Was there a local competition in Dubai?
Yeah, so there was a selection where they had sent out an invitation and asked girls if they wanted to partake in this competition. So you had to put in your application and then you had to go for an interview, and then they selected who they thought would be the best representative.
One of the things we always hear from Marys, and we hear it both before and after the crowning cabaret, so it isn't just something they say after they've been crowned, I mean, you know, all the participants say it, is that they come over maybe not knowing what's going to happen, and what they actually end up having is the best crack they've ever had in their lives for a week.
I would agree. This has honestly been the best week of my life. There's 14 girls who were involved in the festivals as Marys this year, and we've got such a special bond now. No one else can say that they were a 2023 Mary in Dunloe. So we had the best time. I've definitely made friends for life. I've met so many new people, and I would promote the festival for anyone. If you're thinking about going ahead to take part, definitely go and do it.
and in terms of your own responsibilities, because you do have responsibilities now to the festival. I mean, part of the, I won't use the word contract because it's very sort of formal, but part of your responsibilities as Mary is you will have to go to a certain number of events. You're going to have to do a fair bit of travelling for the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. The festival's so supportive. So I'm hopefully getting to go to a few different continents and get to explore and promote the festival further afield. I'm really hoping to promote it in Dubai as well. We've got really big plans for when we go back with the Dubai Irish Society as well over in Dubai.
In terms of your own weekend, I mean, you know, it's the question I suppose we have to ask. I mean, were you surprised when it was your name that was called out at the end of the crowning cabaret?
100% surprised. I had every other girl picked before me. They are so talented. I'm not just saying this. I cannot put into words how talented and how fantastic and just kind every single girl was. There was no rivalry at all. Everyone just got on. We definitely had a sisterhood. It was lovely. It was a really nice experience.
You're an English language teacher yourself over in Dubai, but you've also got an interest in sign language.
Yeah, I do have a passion for sign language. It's what I used. It was my talent in the show. So it was really, it was a nice experience.
Is that from a family connection, a friend connection, or is it just something that you developed over the course of your career as an educator?
Well, my auntie had originally taught me BSL, the alphabet. And then as I've grown older, I am partially deaf myself. So I developed a relationship with Makaton and teaching that and promoting that in the school. It's a really good language and communication tool, particularly for children who are non-verbal.
I've always said that when I was younger, one of the formative things I did in my sort of early teens, when I was about 12 really, was I joined the Scouts, and I was in the Scouts for a number of years. You've been very heavily involved in the guides.
Yeah, so my sister and I opened our own guide unit 5 years ago, and we constructed it from scratch, and we have been going from strength to strength. We're in a deprived area of Glasgow, so it's just about giving children, particularly girls, that safe space to grow and develop socially and life skills.
That is a huge undertaking, because to do that, number one, you have to qualify as a guide leader yourself, which I presume you have done. But to actually start a guide unit from scratch, I mean, I remember when I was in the Scouts, certainly we were attached to a local school and we had the hall and we had so many, you know, resources available to us and so much equipment. I mean, to actually try and source all that and actually create all that from scratch must have been a huge undertaking.
It's really, really hard, I will say that. The first year itself was very, very stressful, but we had a really good group of support, and we were also really able to, really lucky, we were able to gain a lot of funding to help support and build up our resources, build up our technology that we have, and to help support the hall that we were in. The church that we are in itself is really, really supportive as well. So all in all, we've been really, really lucky, and really, as I've been an honour and a privilege to work with the young girls and see them grow and thrive themselves.
Now, obviously, you're not there on a weekly basis now yourself because you're based in Dubai, but from your own point of view, your intention would be to spend a limited amount of time as a teacher in Dubai and then return to Glasgow, and presumably you'll be looking at getting back involved in this on a regular basis once again once you're back on home soil.
Definitely. My sister's still running it with one of our other co-leaders as well. So I'm excited to come back. I'm still involved. I still help to do the accounts and everything when I come back over. So, and I help with ideas. Me being a teacher, I can help with simple ideas, simple crafts and activities. So I'm very much still got my foot in the door with that.
And that is the interesting thing about this new sort of online, you know, era that we live in. I mean, we're having this conversation on Zoom, but also you can, I'm sure you can sit down on Zoom in Dubai and you can be having conversations about how a Girl Guide troop is running in Glasgow and what the accounts are and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's maybe a really interesting demonstration of this new society that we're in, and the wonderful, you know, it means we aren't cutting off the connections. I mean, you'll be well aware of the bridge of tears in West Donegal, where even when people were emigrating to Glasgow, they crossed the bridge of tears, and you know that was the last the relatives saw of them or heard from them, maybe the odd letter, and perhaps they might come home in 5, 10, 15 years time, but if they were going to the States, probably never. You know, now it's so different now that you can actually on a week to week basis do the accounts for guide troop in Glasgow.
Yeah, just even in general, being away myself, living in Dubai, a lot of people have asked that question. How are you coping? How are you managing? But it's not been as difficult as you would have thought because of the communication. Yeah. I think that'll really help me with the festival this year as well. I'll be able to talk to the coordinators, Pat, Nora and Gavin, and stay in communication and make sure that we're making the best progress and helping the festival develop in the best possible way.
Yeah. And the festival is such an integral part of Dunloe too, isn't it? I mean, you know, the idea of, we spoke earlier about the McGill Summer School, and, you know, the idea of you know, McGill without Glenties and Glenties without McGill, you can't really think of it. And likewise with this festival, and there have at various points been discussions about the festival's future. But really and truly, the idea of an August holiday weekend without Mary from Dunloe just doesn't bear thinking about.
It doesn't. I can't even think about it. I've been coming to the festival since I've been a little girl myself. I've always looked up to the Marys. And being on this side of it, it's a totally different ball game. The festival itself had 106 events this year. So you can only imagine how much work and effort everyone behind the scenes puts into this. You wouldn't realise. So it's a joy. It's a privilege to be a part of it and to be representing the festival, which I know is only going to go from strength to strength each year.
And the concern sometimes, particularly for say, you know, the Marys, is that it becomes almost like a cattle truck where you're herded from one place to another and you're expected to go to six venues in a night and, you know, attend six different things and meet six different groups of people. And sometimes it seems like it's almost, you know, you're caught in this unending chain of visits and official functions, but you still manage to have the crack. You still manage to actually feel like you're part of something special and part of a community while you're doing it.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely all to do with the girls. All the girls have the best morale. The best fun we had was on the bus, travelling to all these different locations. We got to visit so much of Donegal. For myself, I usually just stay in Dunloe when I come, so I haven't experienced much of Donegal, but we got to visit Fannad Lighthouse, Glencolm Cowfolk Village, Slieve League. All of these places are absolutely beautiful, and I'm so glad we got to experience them. And travelling to these places, it is a bit of a distance, but the fun, the songs, the dances we had on the bus, you probably can hear it in my voice just now, but we're all losing our voices just because we were having so much fun.
I'm actually amazed you survived the weekend and look so vibrant today, to be honest. Because, I mean, I'm looking and I'm thinking, there is no way I could survive that level of activity for 2 days, never mind a full week and then the weekend to follow. Adele, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Congratulations on your crowning. Adele Morgan, the Dubai Mary, is Mary from Dunloe 2023. And just listening to the enthusiasm in your voice and listening to the way you're speaking there, I have absolutely no doubt that you are going to be an absolutely fantastic ambassador for the festival as well. Adele, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Donal.
Bye-bye. All the best for the year ahead. That's Adele there, who is Mary from Dunloe. And that brings the 9 till noon show to a close for today. Very special thank you to Caroline, who produced and looked after your phone calls. And Niamh looked after the phone as well. Thanks to all our contributors. Most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Trudy O'Donnell is up next around the Northwest. But for myself, Donal Kavanagh, it's a very good morning. See you tomorrow. Have a very nice day.